Hey, it's Evan. Got Bobby Phipps in the studio with me this morning from the John Price Law Firm. Last week, we were talking about boating safety. We're going to continue that this morning, right?
That's right. I'm just going to talk a little bit about maintaining proper lookout, practicing good seamanship, and maintaining a safe distance between boats. A lot of people don't really understand the distance that you have to be from boats. And we were up on the lake the other day, and somebody asked me, said, what's the speed limit on the lake? And there's no speed limit. People don't realize it. So if you're going 70 miles an hour on a Sea-Doo, people go, oh, that's too fast. Well, there's no speed limits, but it's just you have to be safe. No wake is sort of the only speed limits that are out there. For instance, Wapukut.
Right.
It's now from Coburg Creek all the way to the James Island connector is a no wake zone. And people don't realize that, but it's no wake. And what no wake means, no wake. That means if you look behind your boat and you are creating any wake, DNR can pull you over and give you a ticket.
No whitewater.
That's right. Not even, I mean, you're supposed to be at idle. And you can't operate a boat in excess of idle speed if you are within 50 feet of a dock, a pier, a boat that's not moving, or a person that's in the water. You can't go flying by somebody, you know, at speed within 50 feet of them.
Right.
You're not supposed to go at speed within 100 feet of the Atlantic shoreline. If somebody's out on a jet ski, and I've got a Sea-Doo, and we go out to the lighthouse, but you're not supposed to operate at speed, that is in excess of idle, within 100 feet of the Atlantic shoreline. Also, a lot of people on personal watercraft, they like to jump boat wakes.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that.
And the law says you can't do it within 200 feet of the boat. So it's a little difficult to gauge out there, but really the law is designed for safety, and you're not supposed to be within 200 feet of a boat and jumping their wake on a PWC. The other thing is, you know, we at John Price Law Firm represent people that are injured in boating accidents, and those boating accidents can be anywhere from somebody working on a stereo on a boat that's on the water, on navigable waters, mm-hmm. and that's the key is navigable waters, and those are what's called admiralty cases. We handle a lot of them where somebody has they've broken their back because somebody is they're on the front of the boat, and the captain hits a wave and the boat scissors. When they come down, they get broken back. Mm. So we represent those types of people. If you're involved in a boating accident, one thing you need to do is stop your vessel immediately. You need to exchange information, and you also need to call DNR immediately, because DNR will come out and they will investigate these boating collisions. So, and then give us a call, John Price Law Firm, if you're injured through somebody else's recklessness. The number for us is, we have a toll-free number, 1-888-MR-LEGAL. That's 1-888-67-LEGAL, or 1-800-868-HELP. And, of course, our direct line here locally is 843-832-6000.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for coming in. I'm guilty of the jumping wakes. I used to have a stand-up 650 Kawasaki, man.
Right.
So love it.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't do it around DNR.
Yeah, I've almost run into the back of a few yachts, so.
Well, stay safe out there, Evan.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.